Big Hits 102.5 and 1330 WBTM, joined once again by Karen Harris, the Executive Director of God's Storehouse. Karen, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Absolutely. We love having you here. And first off, I know we've got some things we want to get to, but I want to kind of recap your Empty Bowls program. We were talking about that before we got started. Got a new record total this go-round, right?
Yeah, we did. We did. We sold out. We completely sold out,
awesome.
Which meant that we didn't have as many tickets at the door to sell, but that, you know, we're going to make changes next year so we can accommodate that. But we made $8,800, which was more than what we did the previous year. So we were very excited. It was very well received. A lot of people participated and had lots of volunteers in that helped us run that event. And it was just a wonderful time. So we were very, very grateful for this community and for all the restaurants that donated soup to the event and all the bowl makers. It was wonderful.
And speaking of bowl makers, you've told me, you've given me some insight that someone, if you're taking a pottery class this summer, they may run into you.
That's right. Yeah, I've decided, you know, if we're going to continue to do this empty bowls things, I better learn how to make some bowls. So I'm going to be taking a pottery class at Swanson Studios at the museum. And so I'm going to learn to make some bowls, you know. Figured I got to support my own event. And I have no idea. I've never done this before. Something I've always been interested in. So, yep, I'm going to be taking a pottery class.
All right. So if when we're talking about this next time around, I want you to bring one of your bowls with me so we can do the full critique, if you will. I'll be nice. I'm just curious because I've seen a couple of the other styles you've brought me. Now I want to see the Karen Harris special.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes of why you came to see me today.
Okay.
You've got a big event coming up on Tuesday, and really you're going to have a busy week next week altogether, but let's start with Tuesday.
Yes, yeah. So Tuesday is our annual Eat Out to Help Out. It's our eighth year that we have done this.
Wow.
Yes, very excited. Janie Lee Carter and myself started this 8 years ago, and the concept is very easy. We approach different restaurants in the area and ask them to donate 10% of their sales on a given day. And when we first started this, we asked them what's a day that was kind of slow that maybe they could profit from it or do well, and they always told us the first Tuesday of May was a good time. So it'll forever be the first Tuesday of May, whatever date that falls on. And this year, we've got 40 restaurants participating, which is just fantastic.
So you're putting a lot of emphasis on 40.
Uh-huh.
Why is that such a big number for you?
In the past, we've usually had like 28, 32, maybe 35, but we have never, ever had 40 restaurants. And that's 40 restaurants across Danville. And we've also even got one or two in Tight Squeeze and one or two in Chatham.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? All the restaurants involved, big credit to you guys, because these are the types of things that you go above and beyond. You work hard all day. So certainly very appreciative of that. And so when you're looking at 10% of some of these folks that are going to be putting in into this fundraiser, where does that money go? Because I know you guys aren't nationally affiliated, so I know the money stays here, but just for our listeners, where do you see it going?
Yeah.
Where is it going to be used?
So the money does stay here. So God's Storehouse supports folks that are in need and are hungry in Danville and Pennsylvania County. So we are not nationally affiliated. We keep all the food that we collect, all that stays here locally to feed those that are in this area. And, you know, we have to have money to pay bills, unfortunately. You know, we get some stuff for free, but, you know, we've got to pay our utility bills. We have to put gas in our vehicles. We have to pay for insurance. We need office supplies. You know, we have to have computers to be able to get our work done. So all this money that we will be raising for Eat Out to Help Out will help us pay these, cover these operating expenses.
Well, and like she said, none of those things are free, and the labor of love doesn't, the love doesn't fill the pay, doesn't cover the utilities.
Right.
As much as we'd love to hug the utility folks, it doesn't get there. So this is really an important opportunity to make sure you guys can continue the great work you do in our area. You know, we talked about Empty Bowls, the success there, but that's really just a start and just a fraction of what it takes to get you guys up and running and continue to be a support to the community.
Yep.
And as I'm looking down the list here, I'm already putting together a list and I can't figure out, like, I'm here for breakfast, so I don't really, I'm kind of limited to two meals, and I can't pick just two.
No. You're not thinking outside the box. You have eight opportunities to eat at 8 different restaurants.
Eight.
So you could do, well, maybe you have to work on breakfast, but there are some very early morning restaurants that are open.
3:30 early?
Well, I don't know about that. It'll be real early. So you can do breakfast, brunch, lunch, afternoon snack, appetizer, a dinner, dessert, and then takeout for the next day. So that's 8 different restaurants you could do. And, you know, we want people to, you know, if they're confined to the office, maybe one person could go out and or the whole office could go out. Or maybe a school could call in because some of these places deliver. So, you know, you call and you get your delivery. So there's a way you can do it. So we went to like 6, I think, last year.
6?
Yeah. Yep.
You guys put in 6 last year. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. At least. We tried to do 7 and we were just too full and I couldn't get dessert in. Sorry.
See, that's a phrase that you're never going to hear from me.
Yeah.
I may miss something in between, but I'm not missing dessert. I am going to have to step my game up though, because I was limited to 2 and,
see
you guys putting in 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And to look at me, I should probably be doing 10 or 12 to make sure I get full.
Yeah.
But really, that's at some point I'm gonna have to ride with you guys to see how I can
do
6 or 7.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
We're gonna have to see about making that happen, because
a
lot of really great choices on here. Okay, so if folks don't have access to the list, or they forget it, they've printed it at home and they don't know how to get it, is there a way that they'll know just as they're out and about trying to figure out?
Yes, as they're driving around, the restaurants that are participating have a yard sign out front that said this restaurant is participating. They'll also have signs in their windows that say that this restaurant's going to be participating. And when they start going into the restaurants, and many of them were delivered yesterday and today, but they'll have tent cards on the tables to remind people that it's the first Tuesday in May. So,
okay.
Yep. So
perfect.
There's different ways that they can know that that restaurant's participating.
Awesome. Full service executive director. Can we ask for anything better than that in our area? No. And we can't do any better than Karen Harris, because we've talked a couple of times, and as we've gotten to know each other, just really the passion that you put together and put towards this company, this project, and to the citizens of our area is just unparalleled.
Yeah, well, I'm
very
grateful. Yeah, very grateful for this community, how it continues to support us. And, you know, they give us volunteers, they give us money, they give us food, and they support these events we have and just the area businesses that help us. And because we could not possibly do this ministry and serve the numbers we do without the support of this community. And it's such a generous community. And I'm so grateful. So very grateful.
Neighbors helping neighbors. Mm-hmm. You've heard me talk about it. Another excellent example with Eat Out to Help Out. It will be May 7th, next Tuesday.
Right.
So get it on your calendars. Get ready. But that's not the only thing you need to have on your calendar. You're going to have the busiest of weeks.
Yeah.
You are going to need to eat and make 6 or 7 stops if you're going to get all this stuff done.
Yeah.
You've got something going on Saturday as well.
That's right. Well, with the Eat Out to Help Out, you know, that's more about marketing it and getting the word out, and that's and then plus I do have to eat out. But our letter carrier food drive is coming up that Saturday, which is a lot more physical. It's more, you know, getting out there and going up and down the streets. It's working at the post office and, you know, receiving the food that the carriers bring back in. So, but that is going to be on Saturday, May the 11th. And it's very easy. And we've been doing it, I looked back, 1994 was when we started.
Wow.
Yeah. And so grateful to the letter carriers and the rural carriers, because they agree to do this every year here in Danville and in the county as well. And if they didn't do it, then, you know, I think we're one of the very fortunate food pantries that partner so closely with these post offices and do this event. But it really helps us stock our shelves. Our donations go down significantly in the summertime. Last year, we collected 36,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
And that really does help us be prepared for the summer months that are coming up. But it's so easy for people. All they have to do, they'll get a blue bag probably in their mailbox. They fill that blue bag with some non-perishable items, please no glass, and they'll stick it by their mailbox. And whether that mailbox is on their door or at the street or, you know, beside their driveway, if they'll put it there close to the mailbox, either the letter carriers will pick it up or we'll be sending out volunteers. volunteers to the neighborhoods to pick it up, because the carrier's trucks are pretty full these days.
Yes, absolutely. We were talking about that, all the different responsibilities that they have, and trying to get the good words to us and all that good stuff. So
and packages.
Yes, that's right. We all know Amazon exists.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly this is a way to restock the shelves. The Eat Out to Help Out is kind of the financial side, getting the expenses lined up, but it's really about the food. So this is really a way, a low impact way, at least for those who are looking to give food. You don't have to go any further than your mailbox.
That's right.
It's just that simple. And I know there's a lot of stuff going on that weekend. You got Mother's Day and all sorts of other things. But if you're out shopping for your Mother's Day lunch or dinner, just grab a couple extra cans, whatever you can responsibly take care of and spare, put to good use and help out those in our community. Because remember, all of it stays right here.
Mm-hmm.
36,000 pounds did not happen by one person.
No.
It takes a village, and it shows. 36,000 pounds. The goal is to get to 37. That's the goal.
Yeah, well, actually, we did 42 one year, so I want to get back to 42.
See, you didn't tell me that before we started.
Yeah,
so
we did 42 one year. Yeah, 42,000 pounds. And we pray for sunny weather. If it rains, it's not as good. But, you know, pray. We tell the community, pray for sunny weather so it's a pretty day. And also, too, we need lots of volunteers that day. So if there's groups that are interested either helping at the post office or to be willing to go into the neighborhoods, have trucks or whatever, then please get in touch with us, because we need lots and lots of people to help us that day.
It takes an army. It takes a village. And this is no exception. But again, it's all for a great cause, helping out folks, helping out our neighbors in our community through a great organization. Stamp Out Hunger, Saturday, May 11th, all to restock God's storehouse. Because let's be honest, everybody, hibernation, you use more of your stuff in the winter, and then your donations drop in the summer because, again, school's not as busy.
Right.
Churches, again, not as busy. Folks are on vacation. So you don't necessarily, it's really a chance for everybody to get out and venture, but still got to have those donations to prep for not only the summer, but the upcoming winter as well. So really a continuous cycle of taking care of those in our own backyard.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's so let's put a bow on it, Karen. Let's catch both dates again, make sure everybody's got what they
need. So Eat Out to Help Out is on Tuesday, May 7th. Now, we do have one restaurant that's going to participate on that Wednesday. So check our Facebook post or our website for that restaurant. And then we've got two restaurants participating on Thursday. So, and be thinking creatively of how you can do all this. And we're trying something different. We want people to take a photo when they're at their favorite restaurant and tag us on Facebook and Instagram, and the hashtag, and I got to learn how to do this, is hashtag EOHO with GSH. So Eat Out to Help Out with God's Storehouse. So please be sure to take your picture, tag us, and so we want to see where people are eating and what's going on, you know, and keep the momentum going up. And then, of course, our Stamp Out Hunger food drive, which is going to be on Saturday, May the 11th. Again, put your non-perishables in the bag that you'll be given. Put that beside your mailbox, and either the carriers or volunteers will be coming through the neighborhood to pick those up.
And remember, no glass. We want to keep it safe across the board, and less messes as well.
Yeah, and if they happen to forget, you know, still put it out there the next week, or bring it by God's Storehouse.
There you go.
Just because you missed that Saturday doesn't mean that, you know, you don't have that opportunity to give.
All right, so the mission is at hand. 42,000.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. 42,000 pounds at 21 tons.
Yeah.
That's unreal. I was having to do some quick math.
Yeah.
I can't believe you made me do math this early. We're going to have to talk about that.
Yeah, I can't do math at all.
All right. So we got two great events to help out our very own community right here in our own backyard. Tuesday, May 7th, Saturday, May 11th. All of it to benefit God's Storehouse, both operations and stock in those shelves.
Right.
Karen, thank you so much for bringing this information to us.
Thank you.
Glad to be a part of it. And we certainly wish you all the best.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.